Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, we got our look at the upcoming season for the Redskins yesterday, and there are a few surprises there. Joining us now on the line to talk more about that and how the Redskins are shaping up in this offseason is our good friend Trevor Maddich, our WMAL Redskins analyst. Hello, Trevor. Good morning.
Hello, Brian. Good morning to you.
It's good to hear your voice again. It's been a while.
Yes, it has.
All right.
Great to talk to you guys.
So the big news everybody's talking about is that apparently for the very first time in the history of the franchise, the Redskins are actually going to host a Thanksgiving Day game. It'll be a late game, but nonetheless be the first time they played in Thanksgiving Day games but never actually hosted one.
That's right, and it's against the New York Giants, and it's a night game. It's a primetime game, so that's awesome for Redskins fans because it puts the Redskins front and center in the national spotlight in a game that should have huge playoff implications.
All right, and so as you look at the rest of the schedule, you know, what are the things that jump out at you? What are the difficult stretches? Just give me your assessment of it.
Well, there's two stretches I think that Redskins fans need to watch for. One is the first two games. They open up against Philadelphia at home and then at the Rams. And the Rams have a new head coach who is a former Redskins assistant, and they're not very good. And so if the Redskins can start 2-0 in that stretch, they've got a pretty good chance to get to the playoffs. But last year, they had two home games to start the season, and they lost them both.
Right.
They ended up missing the playoffs by one game. So those first two games are very important. But then starting at the end of October, the Redskins have a really, really tough stretch. They have Dallas twice. Mm. They've got to play the Giants at home. And then they play at Seattle. And so that's one of the reasons the Redskins have to start fast, because as they get into the stretch run of the season, they have a really tough go.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at that. That is a nice stretch. And the bye week comes relatively early in the season this year.
Yes, it is early. It's in week five. And then coming out of that, they play San Francisco at home. And San Francisco has a new coach, and they're not very good. And that's another former Redskins assistant coach is the new head coach of San Francisco. So early in the season, it's very important for the Redskins to start fast.
Now, I just heard you say about that. Well, that's a former Redskins coach, and not very good. And are we offloading the baggage, and we're going to have a great season? Is that what I'm hearing here?
Well, it's too early to say we'll have a great season because there's too many new pieces on defense. I mean, they have lost a lot of guys on defense, especially up front. They just let them go to other teams, basically, instead of re-signing them. And there's a lot of places they need to get better on the defense, and that starts with this draft. So I'm not ready to say yet the Redskins will have a great season. But I will say that the schedule shapes up so that the Redskins fans can take a look at how they do in these stretches, especially early, and have a really good sense of what kind of a team this will be.
And one thing I find about baseball season is...
Football.
I find about football, yeah, because you are playing the Giants, which I don't like to call them the New York Giants, just saying, because they play in New Jersey. That's a bit of a sore spot. One thing about football season that I like is it's one of these things that's just intense. It just seems to be a very intense season, as opposed to baseball, which seems to go really, really long. Football season, to me, seems to be a very intense season, and I think that heightens the excitement of the entire season. You know, it's a fun thing to do, and it's a fun thing to watch. Let me ask you, and you may not know the answer to this, female fans, do we have a lot of female fans?
Yes. There are a lot of female Redskins fans, absolutely.
And compared to other teams, do you know compared to other teams? Because this area does seem to have more female fans when it comes to all of the teams.
They do. This area does, and it's partly because of how smart and how educated everybody is in this area. I mean, the Washington, D.C. area, male and female, has a huge number of highly educated people because of the proximity of government employment. And so that's part of it. But another part is because Redskins are a team that has a generational following. I mean, families get with the Redskins and stay with the Redskins, and I think that around the dinner table and around the TV on Sundays and going to the game, I think that's one of the reasons that young daughters grow up into adult Redskins fans.
Yeah, and because the in-season is so intense, it's a fun family thing to do. You know, I think it goes, it's a very, you know, hey, we're getting into this, we're doing this, fall hits, and boom, people are into it.
I totally agree with you. Plus, you talked about baseball. There's 162 games in baseball.
Exactly.
If you miss one, meh, so what? In football, there's 16, and they all matter.
And that's exactly what I was leaning towards.
All right, let me ask you about the draft. What do we need to do?
Well, we need to take the best player available.
Well, that's always
okay.
What we say. But
no, but that's not always what people.
Well, what is it? What is our great need? I guess is the question.
Well, we need to get better. The Redskins need to get better. They need to get more athletic at linebacker. They need to get faster and deeper at safety, and they need to have more He-Man, caveman, tough guy, eat their meat raw without a napkin, run-stuffing defensive lineman.
Yep.
And the thing is, there are guys in this draft that they can get that way, but what you don't want to do is take a guy at a linebacker position, say, because you need that position when a more talented football player at a position you don't necessarily need right now is there. Because if you do that, then you end up getting a less talented player every time, and you end up populating a roster over time with less talent. So take the best guy.
I want to ask you about something that has been out there for a little while, but we haven't talked to you about it and haven't talked about this topic since. Trent Murphy got suspended 4 games for a violation of the substance policy in the NFL.
Right.
This is one of these things that just drives me crazy, because the one thing about sports is it's supposed to be about the team. You're supposed to do everything thinking about not yourself but others and making sure that you are a team player. And yet in this particular case, and it's happened in other cases here with the Redskins in the past, individuals have decided that they are going to do something that makes them feel good at the moment, but when they get caught, it hurts the entire team.
That's true, Brian, and I'd love to have this conversation with you at more length, but let me just suggest this. Let's take Trent Williams rather than Trent Murphy as an example. He got busted for what we think was marijuana last year and got suspended. But the thing is, a lot of players take marijuana not because it is a party drug for them, but because they're in so much pain, their only choice is to take an addictive narcotic, an opioid, to manage the pain, or try to get away with some marijuana to get through the day and get through an NFL week. So that's a great conversation to have down the road.
All right. Well, but it seems to me if you know what the policy is and you don't want to screw up for the team, this is just one of those sacrifices one has to make. Again, I've never played the game. I've never felt the pain. I don't know. But it seems to me that you really are hurting the team in what appears to be, at least to those who are on the outside, as sort of a short-term impulsive decision.
And it can be that. And you're right, though, that even if you think that marijuana should be allowed to be prescribed by NFL doctors where it's legal, even if you believe that, if it's not legal in the NFL, then you are exposing yourself
exactly.
to not being available to your team. And, Brian, you're 100% right about that part of it.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it. Hey, listen, one thing that we can all agree upon when it comes to the Redskins, you'll be able to hear them right here on WMEL in the coming season. Thanks, Trevor. Good to have you.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Mary.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.